For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. And this is a new series I'm beginning today. I know we've been having some repeat broadcasts because of the summer months. And it seems like I got back from vacation, did a new set of broadcasts, had to go into more repeats because we were gone once again. But now we are back. I have new shows I want to share with you all. And I thank you for some of the mail that, you know, you're wanting more of the broadcast. So I thank you for that. Thank you for provision to keep this on the air. I love life songs. I love bringing the broadcast to you. And I thank you for your comments that you are indeed receiving. And that's what it's about. You know, we're a teaching and equipping ministry. And what God has downloaded to us, we want to give it out there. Freely we've received, freely we give to you. But I've been going through some wonderful things. I can say wonderful because I'm on the other side of some things. And if you've ever been through a trial or a waiting or a believing God or needing a breakthrough, you know what I mean. And I finally got a breakthrough in some areas yesterday. And I was literally, my brethren, in my car, crying to the top of my lungs, saying, God, you stretch me so far before I get a breakthrough. And it was as if, you know, again, I'm a branch, he's the vine. So I believe my communication is just right there with God. But I had a terrific impression of him smiling, almost like saying, I know I'm stretching you because you can handle it, because I've got to expand you. I've got to grow you to handle more of what I need to give you to accomplish my purposes on the earth. Some of you out there will understand what I'm saying. And so I broke through in some areas full of tears yesterday, joyful tears. And I came across this teaching I did many years ago, and it really has rejuvenated in me because I've seen God do it in my life. And I'm calling it Great is Thy Faithfulness out of Lamentations 3:23. But I'll be making reference to Abraham. And I want to give you three things Abraham did as he faced uncharted territory. Have you been there? Have you ever been forced to travel the unknown? Well, if you walk with God, I mean, the blueprint is in heaven, yes. It is come, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, yes. But my friend, will you not agree that, man, you got to take some steps into some uncharted territory, and it is by faith, meaning it is trusting him completely, full on, God, if you don't come through. But the neat thing is, then you're being stretched, and then you're trusting, and God comes through. So I want to share all this week with you, and I want these three bullets to be for you. You can say also, great is thy faithfulness. Hey, I hope you're registering for our September teachings on the book of Ephesians. Free, but you must register. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.